Carcat Vantis's Guide to Safe Sex with Aliens. Written by Mercurial Malcontent. Read by Opal Song. Carcat Vantis's Guide to Safe Sex with Aliens, or How to Get Your Freak On with Freaks Without Embarrassing Yourself in Every Way Possible. Reading this memo is mandatory. It has recently come to my attention that interspecies relations are rapidly devolving into sloppy makeouts that threaten to become disgustingly more intimate. In an effort to keep you idiots from freaking the fuck out over weird xenobiology and embarrassing everyone in the worst ways possible, I have compiled this guide, which should be short enough that even those of you with attention spans of small insects should be able to read it all in one sitting. Did I mention that reading this guide is mandatory? Because it is! Even for you, Equius, I don't care if you have to alchemize a million shitty towels to deal with it. Basic guidelines. 1. Keep your cool. I don't give a fuck how weird you think some part of someone else is. Shrieking and running away leads to mortification. Not the least of all mine when I have to comfort the goddamn blubbering pansy you left behind. 2. Keep your hands to yourself. If you're not think-pan-damaged wigglers, there is no reason for you not to put your windholes to the function of using your fucking words before you get your grubby nubs all over someone else's body parts, no matter how innocent those body parts may seem to be. This means no more repeats of last week's horn molestation incident, Strider. 3. Keep it private. Nobody wants to hear your gross cutesy names or watch you humping on the couch. And if you're into voyeurism, that's your own fucking problem. Most especially, no fucking one wants to know what fluids seeped from your carcasses because you left stains on the sofa. Alright, now for the sordid details. Again, because you morons never listen the first time, I expect you to read this entire thing, because God knows some of you don't have more than half a clue about your own bodies, much less anyone else's. Troll Sexual Biology. 1. Yes, the horns are a thing. For some of us more than others. I know they're right out in the open, being oh so tempting, but you don't fucking touch unless you ask or are asked, and you'd better be prepared to be a goddamn gentleman and get the other person off. 2. Yes, we have chest nubs too. No, I don't know why, so stop asking. No, you cannot touch without asking any more than you can touch our horns. What is wrong with you? 3. Bulges and nooks. Learn to love them, because we've all got them. 4. All of our bodily secretions are tinted our blood color, even that one. 5. Don't ask about pails. This means you, John Egbert. They are not hot, exciting, or even interesting. They are a fetishized object of our dead culture that most of us would rather forget, because being reminded of the drones is an instant mood killer, if not a weeks-long boner kill. Human Sexual Biology. 1. That indentation on human abdomens is not an orifice of any sort, much less a sexual one. That doesn't mean you can prod it with your fronds without asking, because what did I fucking say about keeping your hands to yourself? 2. Humans are sexually dimorphous below the belt, so don't go undressing one expecting to see the same equipment as you have. They pretty much either get a bulge or a nook, and if that's going to be a huge disappointment, ask before you undress. 3. Nook-equipped humans have a nub where a bulge would be. No, it won't telescope out. No matter how much you ask. 4. If you just can't get over your human fuck buddy not having something to thrust up your nook, alchemize a shame stick and deal with it, because your sexual hang-ups are not my goddamn jurisdiction. 5. If you can't get over your human fuck buddy not having a nook for you to thrust up into, you'd better goddamn well ask if you get the bright idea to stick your bulge into any of their other orifices. Yes, Vriska, I heard about what happened last Tuesday. 6. Bulge-equipped humans have this sack dangling behind their bulges. For the love of God, don't squeeze it! Hopefully, now that you've read this guide, you get the gist of it enough to avoid doing serious physical or mental harm to yourself or others. If you have any questions, reread this guide until you figure it out yourself, because I've already heard way too much about the intimate details of your relationships, and am now scarred for life. Nice going, assholes. The end.